Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Michael Martin, who's President and CEO with the NWFA, the National Wood Floor Covering Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Good to be with you. I saw you in Germany. I know you and I have had some crazy travels in the last 6 or so weeks, and it's good to be back, isn't it?
It certainly is. Nice to be home for at least a few days.
It's interesting, I know in your position, to go to that show in Germany. They call hardwood parquet over there, and it doesn't look a whole lot like what we see here, does it?
No, it looks a little bit different. The design element is certainly a little stronger, I think, in Europe than it is here.
And they do a lot of white oak. You see a lot of that over there.
Certainly do.
Yeah. All right, I wanted to talk to you because you've got a show just around the corner. We'll get to that in a minute, and I know bookings for that are phenomenal. But before we do that, just give us a flavor. You've been at the helm of the NWFA now for about 2 years. Give us a flavor for what you're seeing out there in the marketplace as far as hardwoods.
Well, I certainly think that in those 2 years we've seen some recovery. You know, I would say that we are on the road to recovery. We're not fully recovered. Mm-hmm. The road to recovery, perhaps we have a foot on the road and one in the ditch, but we are pedaling along, and it seems to be getting better for most everyone in the category.
Yeah, I know that Santo, who does a lot of our projections, had called for the wood flooring market in 2012 to grow 13%, and I don't believe it quite got there, did it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we hit double-digit growth.
I think there are pieces of this recession that continue to hang on, and, you know, let's face it, when you talk about wood flooring, you're talking about the upper end of the market. It takes a while for the consumer to get comfortable to spend that kind of money on their home, doesn't it?
That's true, and I think also in the housing market specifically, the building that has maintained over the last 4 or 5 years has been on one end of the spectrum or the other. You've either been on the high end or you've been on the low end. Those middle range homes, there really just haven't been a lot of those built. So on the high end, you see some high end stuff going in, but it's at a very low volume. And on the low end, you see a lot more carpet going in than you do some of the hard surface.
Yeah, and we do track the quantity of products that go to specific sectors. And when we look at the hardwood flooring that's sold to the builder market, we tracked at 2011, these are Santo Tresivia's numbers, but in 2011 it was 26%, which is way down from when the market's healthy. And yet his projections for 13 is that 45% of what's sold in the hardwood market will go to builders. So that's quite an uptick in that sector, isn't it?
That is. I mean, certainly if we could see a 20% uptick in 2 years, that would make everybody in this industry very happy.
Okay, well, let's talk about the show. You do have a show just around the corner.
That's right. It's April 2nd through the 5th in Dallas.
And actually, your show last year grew considerably. It was a very good show. I was there. And this year, things are even better. Give us a little bit of information about what's going on with the show.
Well, certainly. You know, last year was really sort of a relaunch for the whole expo experience. You know, the market had led to some deterioration in participation, and we really tried to revamp the whole thing. And on our exhibitor side, we ended up about between 35 and 40% increase last year, and then we've expanded the show floor this year. And we've got about a 20% growth on top of that, 35 to 40% growth. So in the last 2 years, we've seen a significant rebound on the trade show floor itself. And those numbers are reflected in the attendance as well. So the number of people coming are really going up by about that same percentage.
How does that compare to, say, 2007 was probably the last boom year before this recession?
That's correct. Well, we're not quite back to those numbers yet. Mm-hmm. But I would say that if we continue down the path that we are by next year, we certainly will be back at what that height was in 2007.
It's amazing. Ed Korzak did a great job. It looks like you're doing a fantastic job yourself. What do you think the secret is to this growth?
You know, I think there's a couple of things. You know, I think the show needed to be re-energized, and that really is a reflection of economics more than it is management. You know, typically when things start going, you start cutting back a bit, and you cut back on speakers, and you cut back on some of the programming, and there's only so many years you can do that without affecting the participation in the show. So we added a lot of those things back in, knowing that we were going to have to absorb some cost on that for last year to really get the show back into a growth mode. But I think that worked out well for us. We took a gamble on doing some higher-end stuff with the speakers and trying to get people engaged again. So I think the timing was just right to try to do that as well as the market was starting to recover. And so there's really a lot of excitement around what's going to happen in Dallas. It's really being looked at as sort of the big show, which is really what we're looking at as our theme, is think big this year. We placed that out there a year ago because we really wanted people to think about Dallas is the big D, and as the, you know, the biggest state of Texas, really think about how big our show could be, and we certainly haven't been disappointed.
Now, I've seen several news stories come across the Floor Daily's wire about this show. One just recently is about the fact that the TSE, which stands for the Trade Show Executive, has just given you guys some recognition and said you're one of the 50 fastest growing shows in 2012, right?
That's right. We just learned that a couple of weeks ago, that we were named one of the top 50 growing shows for 2012. You know, that really pumped up our staff a lot and our volunteers and our board. We're very excited to see that recognition, and a recognition for all the efforts that went into revitalizing the show.
Mm-hmm. And this year, your keynote speaker is from Southwest Airlines, right?
That's correct, Kemp. This year, we really did go for that Think Big kind of theme, and we wanted to tie it to Texas. And Southwest Airlines, of course, started in Houston with a very small fleet, and they thought differently than other airlines and really figured out how to competitively compete in a market that's really a difficult one. They've profited every year for 30 years. So it's a really interesting story to see some airline go from, you know, a couple of planes to being one of the largest carriers around.
Mm-hmm. And actually, while they got started kind of as the price people, they've added personality and customer service, and so I really look forward to that one.
Yeah, and I think it'll be great. I think, you know, there's a lot to learn anytime you can have a good customer service experience to really take away.
I know you have some other neat speakers and education plans for the event this year. Tell us a little bit more about what's in the plans.
We do. In addition to our workshops that feature a lot of our own industry experts and topics that really our membership has told us they want to see, that's one of the things that's really led to the success of the show, is that we asked people what they wanted in a workshop format, and we've really addressed those topics. And we've also have a track for architects and designers. And we're also presenting a technical school at the end of our show in Spanish, which was at the request of some of our members in Texas. They really felt like if we could help train some of the Spanish-speaking installers, that would be a really good thing to be able to do with our show. So we are trying that at the end of the show, and we'll see how it goes. As far as other keynotes, for our Floor of the Year and Community Service Awards luncheon, we have the Cousins on Call from HGTV. I think really for our audience, they carry a lot of weight. It's a family business out of Hoboken that has really had some big success, who's been able to leverage what they do as a duo, as far as being one's a contractor and one is a designer, and they have built a business that has landed them on HGTV, and they've done a lot of work post-Sandy in their own home area, and were featured on the Ellen Show for some of the work that they did in rebuilding and some areas in that neck of the woods.
Okay, well, it sounds like a lot of excitement going on. It sounds like Dallas is going to be the place to be the first week of April.
The big show and the big D.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you down there again. Appreciate you spending time with us. I've been talking to Michael Martin, who's president and CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.